USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI has told lawmakers the Hunter Biden laptop is in their custody and it is not investigating it as a Russian disinformation campaign. Former Secretary of Education Bill Bennett tells Fox News the explosive details of the Biden emails could be criminal.
They haven't denied it. They have not denied these emails. They have not denied the truth of these emails. And this stuff is explosive and it is ugly. Maybe the president will refer to Joe Biden as the big guy, which is how he's identified in one of these emails during the debates. But, you know, attention has to be paid to this kind of thing because Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are maybe criminal conspiracy, maybe not. But this really stinks to the high heavens, and the media has to pay attention to it if it's not too late.
Joe Biden has been absent from the campaign trail since the New York Post broke the story. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A Houston, Texas police officer was shot and killed Tuesday morning. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the details.
Sergeant Harold Preston died after he was shot in an apartment complex Tuesday. One of two officers injured during a domestic disturbance call involving a man and woman. The 65-year-old was surrounded by family before he succumbed to his injuries. He had served as a police officer for 41 years. HPD officer Courtney Waller is identified as the other officer injured. He was shot in the arm. The suspect was ID'd as 51-year-old Elmer Manzano with a long criminal history. He was shot in the abdomen. And the suspect's 14-year-old son was also shot but will be okay. The suspect's estranged wife was not injured. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Lawmakers in the House and Senate agreed on Tuesday the Justice Department's move to file an antitrust lawsuit against Google is a good thing. The Department of Justice claims Google used its power to preserve its monopoly via its search engine. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As we head into winter, COVID-19 won't be letting up anytime soon. USA Radio News, Tim Berg has more.
The number of coronavirus deaths in the United States is now more than 220,000. More than 8.2 million cases have been confirmed. With fall and winter ahead, Dr. Peter Hotez tells CNN we need to be on our guard.
The key is now hanging on now for the next 4 or 5 months, where we're going to enter what may be the worst period during this epidemic. As bad as it's been, it's about to get worse, and that's based on projections about a fall-winter surge as people are indoors more. Institute for Health Metrics and Philadelphia projections showing a steep rise in the number of new cases and deaths, unfortunately.
Symptoms may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure to the virus. The top three symptoms are fever or chills, cough, shortness of breath, or difficulty breathing. Silicon Valley's big tech companies have come under fire from Washington lawmakers after censorship complaints aimed at Facebook and Twitter. Republican Senator Kennedy of Louisiana points out on Fox News the paper that broke the Hunter Biden email story could be sued while big tech enjoys immunity.
Don't ignore the fact that the New York Post is subject to the libel laws of the country, unlike social media platforms. If they get this wrong, they can be sued. And I think it's telling that the Biden campaign has not sued them.
USA Radio News.